I had a brief thought of putting up an image of Jesus with children. Have you ever looked at them online? The children are so sanitized. They look like little angels. Their robes have been neatly laundered. And after all these years, Jesus still looks like somebody from Northern Europe or the United States. You know, so this is stupid, so I'm not insult your intelligence. But the topic I chose after Toby spoke to me was children are important. And it's not me that says so, it's Jesus that says so. You know this, I know, but there were just a few things that came into my head. So I'm going to have a look at a couple of examples when Jesus did a surprising thing and spoke about children, which was quite an unusual thing to do in that day and age. So I'm going to have a look at a couple of things, a couple of times when he spoke, chosen them from Mark, since that's the book that we're looking at. So we've got, let them come to me, in Mark chapter 10. Let them come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. So you've got a group of disciples and followers, and Jesus is in great demand. And the disciples think, well, surely he doesn't want these children as well, you know, get them out of the way. And Jesus put them straight. It's important. They're important. They're not just talking of today. They're not the church of tomorrow. They're the church of now. They are in our church. Over many years, as Toby's reminded you, my many years, I've been involved with lots of adults in groups which aimed to let the children come to Jesus. In Sunday school, that's what it used to be called, Boys Brigade, Holiday Clubs, Scripture Union Missions. And it's great to be part of a team because you learn such a lot. You learn from God, you learn from other adults, and you learn from the children. You know, sometimes you have a bad week and you come in feeling a bit underprepared or a bit down, and then this child will say something funny or something profound, and you think, well, that's what I'm here for, you know. Just a little snapshot. When we came here in 1975, Desborough Hall on a Sunday morning would have 7 or 8 children in every alcove. And that was just years 3 to 6. Some non-church children were just sent, you know. But I've learned you don't underestimate what God does with people that just get sent along to, you know, pass some time. And those children learned about Jesus' love through the care and the love of their teachers. And, you know, we're really blessed with the children, the leaders we have today. They've got a tougher job. They've got all these other things going on a Sunday. I must tell you a silly story about me. This shows how ignorant I was. Years ago, one of the church mums came to me and said, I'm sorry, can't remember his name, won't be coming anymore. He's going to Junior Saints. And I said, well, as long as he's going to a Christian organisation, that's fine. I literally did think it was like Covenanters. So she gave me a funny look, you know. But they have to compete about everything today. They've got to attract the children in. They've got to do the material much more imaginatively than we did. They possibly have to listen to problems that we never met. We all need, me included, we need to pray for them much more often. So the second quote is much more scary, really. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. That's something to think about. The commentaries say he was probably just referring to new believers, but I don't think it's too much of a stretch to include children and young people. They'll also be new believers, and they need nurturing and encouragement. We could just do some, you know, say some careless thing, a careless word or action, and be part of the stumbling block. And we don't have to be too smug in this country about the way we've treated children. You think of all the years they worked in factories and didn't get an education. A lot of reformers, mostly Christians, really worked to improve their lives. And so today, for most children in the UK, the situation's a lot better. So we can have the next image up, please, Steve. All shapes, sizes, colours, gifts. A little bit flippant to say all shapes and sizes, but we entrust children to other adults in our schools. And they enjoy a good standard of education, really. And the teachers really care about those children. They didn't quite care about those children. They'd go and get themselves a better paid job, a less stressful job. Again, looking back quickly, my first job in this country was in Watford, where we had literally kids, mostly from Pakistan, straight off the plane. We had small units, just 15 in a class, about three classes, and we had the luxury of a whole year to get these children who were coming up to secondary age slotted into the local school. A whole year. We just work on their English. Now, you go into schools around here, and they've got children arriving all over the world. The parents have little English, they have little English. They turn up halfway through the year. The teachers have got to get them up to speed because it's all going to be on the, you know, the stats and the sats and everything else. And they're all going to be judged. And they don't have the money that we used to have. We used to go along to Hertfordshire County Council and say, we just found this great big new language tool. Can we have it? And they say, yes, go out and buy it. You know, it was a different world. But I think the main stumbling blocks for children, our children and young people, don't come in the same way now. They're coming from everywhere. They're coming from the whole world. If you just listen to radio, it's television and films, there's a generally mocking attitude towards anybody that has faith in God. It's everywhere. The dangers that were sort of about there in my childhood, they're coming into our homes, and social media means that some children are bullied continuously. If a child is bullied and his confidence is undermined, it's a denial of the fact that he's made in God's image and he's precious. Some of the things that happen to children today, neglect and abuse, physical and sexual, we don't want to think about these things, but we need to pray against them. So if we can go on to the last slide. Now, this is a funny thing. I thought, now, I want to get a picture of adults praying for children. I thought, well, you can't convey that from a photograph. I spotted this, and I thought, oh, well, not to worry. There's got toys on the floor, so it's obviously a house with children. And then I looked again. There is a child there. Can you see the child? There's actually a child on the floor in the middle of this circle of adults praying. So God had led me to that. Yeah, God had led me to that photo. I don't know what they're praying about, but the fact that there's a child there, I think that's a good point. So I'm just, you know, making it clear that everything I say, I need to take on board myself. I need to pray much more often for my grandchildren. When you look back on life as a parent, well, I suppose particularly as a mother, it's a roller coaster. There's the joy of pregnancy, the tiredness when you've got a small baby, the fear of not being able to cope, the unasked for advice from people who know better, and then the teenage traumas, and that's before you even think about parents who've got to fight for the rights of their disabled children. But above all, children are a great blessing. It's great to see that group of people praying. You know, what they're praying for, I don't know, but it's great. I'm going to finish with Psalm 127, which very strangely was my school song, which is very odd because it's all about the blessings of children. I was at an all-girls grammar school, and it was drilled into us that you don't want to get married too soon and have children. You go out there and get a career first. But this is the school psalm, and I'm going to give you the message version. The imagery is a bit odd, but it's got an important message. It says this. If God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. If God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your fingers to the bone. Don't you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? Don't you see that children are God's best gift, the fruit of the womb, his generous legacy? Like a warrior's fistful of arrows are the children of a vigorous youth. How blessed are you, parents, with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You'll sweep them right off your doorstep. The images are a bit old-fashioned, but the thing is, first off, rely on God. And second, value your children and everyone's children. Thank you.